Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to tonight's Amity Varsity Soccer action. Your Amity Warriors taking on the YC Tigers in this district title game. Amity comes into this game having finished second in the league behind YC. Amity 7-1 and YC 8-0 in the regular season. Now they face off as the 1-2 seeds for this district title game. Warriors dismissed Western Christian in preliminary action leading up to this. And tonight they face a really tough challenge. And really this challenge is about which team is going to be able to play their style. So Amity, an excellent high-powered offense, easily the highest-powered offense this side of Catlin Gable and Valley Catholic. And YC, an outstanding defensive team. So these two teams have actually played twice this year. They played in a non-league matchup earlier back in September, early September, I think. And that was a 2-2 game. And then they played again as their regular season matchup. Each team in our league plays the each other team one time. And so in the one league matchup at YC, the two teams are battled, very close game. YC ends up winning that game 2-0. So in two games against YC, the Warriors have only managed two goals. You know, that's really been the only time this year they've really struggled to score goals. And got a chance to talk to Coach Dyer about that. You know, what is it about YC that the girls have struggled with this year? And really, it comes down to, according to Coach Dyer, just our girls not trusting themselves to play their game the way that that he's kind of drawn it up, that their offense is designed to play. So what's happened a lot of times, and especially against YC, is the girls have tried to rely on athleticism and their skill rather than their teamwork. And obviously our girls are highly skilled and outstanding offensive players, but the way you beat a good defensive team is by really working the ball around, great passing, and getting the defense out of position. Good defensive teams aren't worried about your individual one-on-one skills. They can take care of that. What they're concerned about is being able to deal with ball movement, getting defenders out of position by reversing the ball, hitting cutters. It's just like basketball, really. If you think about basketball just being played on a much larger scale, you're trying to do a lot of the same things. You're trying to move the ball at angles diagonally to get the defense out of position. You'll get the give and goes, just like you do in basketball. You kind of get a little high post action with some backdoor cutters sometimes. You get really good passers that can make that pass. And really what you end up with is you're trying to get that defense out of position, getting their back turned, getting their footwork messed up a little bit so that you can get a clean shot on goal. Now, YC is a very disciplined team. They're going to roll out 10 seniors tonight, and so there's a lot of experience out there, and that means that the Warriors have to be even more disciplined because this is an experienced YC team. And Amity has a lot of playoff experience. Last year going all the way to the semifinals in state action before they lost to Catlin Gable. Very difficult loss at Catlin Gable. Catlin Gable went on to lose to Valley Catholic. And again, this year, those are the top two teams in the state. Valley Catholic ranked number one, Catlin Gable ranked two. Amity sits currently at number four. I think Sisters is sitting at number three. And they're very close in their ranking between three and four. Last year, the Amity Warriors girls played Sisters at Amity in the state playoffs. That's the game that came down to a shootout, which Kylie Kendall did a great job, got a save on the first one. The Warriors end up winning that shootout, whatever it was, 4-2, I think, is what it came down to. So the Warriors been playing at a high level for two seasons now, and so I think the state playoff experience is extremely beneficial for this group. But this is a formidable opponent in the YC Tigers. That's, you know, you can't deny that 8-0 record, 9-3-1 overall. Warriors 13-1-1 overall. Their one loss coming to YC. Now YC did have a loss to Riverdale, I believe, a 3-2 loss. That's a team that the Warriors beat in the first game of the year. So that's another common opponent outside of league that they have. Of course, within league, they all beat both of these squads beat everybody else in league. The only common opponent they had in non-league was that game with Riverdale. So the Warriors and the Tigers looking to be a pretty tough matchup. It could be very low scoring. Would not surprise me at all if this is a 2-1 or a 3-2 game when it's all said and done. Warriors starting lineup tonight, Kylie Kendall, a sophomore, in goal, Alyssa McMullen, Carrie Sims, Rachel Dyer, Eliza Nisley. I can't hear the announcer. I'm trying to read the numbers across the field, and I have no light in my thing here. Got Andrea Arroyo. Maya Harzma. And Jessica Alba. Adi Nisley. Grace Uyoa. Emma Northrup. Caden Christensen. Maybe they're introducing all of them. Looks like they are. So I think also we'll have Harris on the field. Ayla Harris starting. But the Warriors, Coach Dyer, I think, feels very confident in this team being able to score against YC if they'll just be patient, be disciplined, run their offense, and and just do what they've been coached to do. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with the start of this district title game from Salem Academy High School.
Contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harzma at Country Financial 503-565-2043.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the start of this district title game between your Amity Warriors and the YC Tigers. A blustery, cold day here in Salem. Playing on the Salem Academy artificial turf here, so mud won't be an issue. But this is rough weather. The girls have not played anything like this. They played in some rain, but nothing cold like this. About a half hour ago, I checked, and they had the wind chill factor listed at 38 degrees here in Salem. We've got about 10 to 12 mile an hour winds. It's raining somewhat sideways here, and it is just going to be a cold night out there on the field and in the stands. And I will do my best to track players here, especially for YC. I'm working off of the lights on the field, trying to shine up into this booth as there's no light up here. I have to start packing my own light, I guess. All right, we are ready to get going. Warriors and the Tigers. Warriors in their white tops with blue shorts and white piping on the sides. Kylie wearing her black pants with yellow keeper shirt. Tiger's in all black with orange piping down the side. And their keeper, whose number I cannot see from here, so I do not know which one of their two keepers that is. I think it's their senior. I think it's Conway, senior in goal for them, I believe, number 21. And she's wearing a pink keeper shirt with black pants. So we are ready to go. Ayla Harris at center field. Ready to tee this off here. the official making her hold the ball until he tells her she can put it down. Hopefully the officiating will be pretty strong here. Now Harris spots it in the middle of the Salem Academy shield at midfield. And the wind and the rain coming down. And we are underway, folks. Warriors with control of it. 80 over to Sims. Sims loses that one. And off of Eliza and out of bounds. Right. Defending there. Christensen heads it over to 80, who loses it to, and I'm going to have to work on some names here. That's Pellegrino. Over to right, trying to center that one up. Ball popped up in the air at about the 25-yard line. Goal sits about 8 yards deep in the end zone, so add the yard line plus 8 yards to that, and that's kind of where we are on the football field anyway. McMullen on the far side leaves it for 80. Nisely up the left sideline. Pokes it ahead and out of bounds in YC territory. See, I think they're going to say that's Warrior ball. So 80 will throw that in. Gets it right back. Bodied off the ball, battling up that left side. Sends it towards the middle. Kicked away there by number four, Braithwaite. Warriors control back by the 35-yard line. Christensen sends it over to Eliza. Eliza back out. Chips it over to Harris on the right sideline. Harris deflects off of a YC player. And then Eliza comes in, knocks it away. It should be Warrior ball off of YC. Quick throw in by Eliza, knocked away. Controlled by Sims at about the 26. Over to Christensen on the hash mark. Christensen centers it to 80. 80 works back towards the right side of the numbers, trying to find Elias on the back door. It's picked off there by number 11. That's Tuning. Midfield, YC pushes it up. Northrop sends it sideways and out of bounds in front of the Warrior bench. Early in the first half here. No score from Salem Academy High School, where the Warriors are playing the Tigers of YC in the district title game. Warriors try to clear it defensively. They do. Harzma up the middle of the field, trying to lead Harris. It's a foot race, but she's not going to be able to beat Braithwaite. Braithwaite lets it roll into Conway, the keeper there. Conway scoops it up, sends her kick out towards midfield, and Christensen heads it once. YC controls. That's number two, Fetch. And it goes out of bounds off of YC along the left sideline. Fetch trying to get that ball to right. I think it's Fetch. I've got rain coming down. Trying to read my program. It's in plastic, but the rain kind of blocks some of the light there. Warriors will throw it in. Northrop throws it to about the 35, tipped away from Eliza over to right. Eliza pokes that away from her and out of bounds. Teams kind of checking each other out here a little bit, seeing what they can do. Kind of feeling out the approach, the physicality, I think, a little bit. Fetch tries to center it. 80 knocks that one away. Tried to pass it over to McMullen, a little behind her. Controlled there by number five. That's Tuning. Tuning sends it towards the goal. Kylie scoops it up left of the goal. No shot on goal there. Kylie, little top spin kick out to Eliza at the 40. Eliza tries to turn it upfield, gets around the defender up the right side. Now leads Harris, a little bit too much. Braithwaite, tipped by Harris back to Harzma. Harzma over to Eliza, or to 80, trying to go back to Maya. It's cleared by the defender out towards the 40, where Christensen has it. Christensen, quick hard pass to McMullen. She sends it back to Ulloa. Ulloa gets it to 80, coming up the left side. Gives it to McMullen, back to, try to go back to 80, got deflected there. And YC clears it to the side, back towards the numbers there, controlled by YC, about the 35-yard line. Now try to center it. Gets past Northrup. The foot race with Wright. Northrup beats her to it and gets it over to Sims on the right sideline. Sims, the midfield, over to Christensen. Christensen tried to go back to Sims, lost the ball. YC with it, it's Wright. Wright trying to make a move up the left side. Sims playing the angle, pushes her towards the corner, and then pokes it away. Wright gets it back, centers it. Could be a shot on goal here. 80 comes over and gets in the way, and the ball is sent out of bounds by YC. Great hustle by 80 Nisley there. I think that was number 17, I got the right name, Allen, who was trying to wind up and get a shot on goal, and 80 hustled in there and knocked that one away. Great job. Warriors will throw it in on the far side by the goal line. Up at about the 5. Northrup with a long throw up the sideline. McMullen deflects off of her and out of bounds as she tried to get it past Braithwaite. There's two Braithwaites out there. I'm not going to try to figure out which is which from here. They're about the same size. I can't read their numbers always. They look very similar. Weissy with it along the right sideline. Trying to pass it around. 80 knocks it away. McMullen deflects it. And up the field, the Warriors send it. Harris in a foot race trying to get there. Ball kicked to the sideline and out of bounds to the Warriors. Eliza hustles over and grabs it on the track and gets back to the sideline quickly, trying to catch the defense in transition. But the offense isn't quite back yet either. 34 minutes left in the first half. Harzma battling with number 14. That's Valorio. Ball ends up going out of bounds along the sideline to the Warriors on the far side. 0-0 game here in the first half. Throw in on the far side. Get it into McMullen. McMullen back to Ulloa. Ulloa sends a long one. Braithwaite heads it at the 20-yard line. Wright controls. Sends it back across diagonally to the other sideline, where Ulloa pokes it out of bounds. Good play there by Grace. Raining hard. Breezy. About 10-mile-an-hour winds out there. The real field temperature, according to my app, is about 38 degrees. It's chilly. They throw it in. 80 knocks it away. Over to Eliza at the 45. Back to, oh, tried to feed 80. Goes to McMullen. McMullen sends it back in the backfield. And we got a handball. What do we got? I think we had a handball or something on number 2 fetch. Warriors will spot it up at their own 35. I do like playing these on football fields where I can tell you, relative to the football field, where the ball is. Helps me give a better description there. McMullen lets it go out of bounds off a header there. She quickly throws in, trying to find 80 on the cut up the left side. 80 to the 10, down to the goal line. Then a try to cross it, puts the brakes on. Now cuts along the baseline or along the goal line. It goes to McMullen, and that's taken out of the air. That left-footed shot can't get past Conway. Warriors get their first shot on goal, though. Conway with a quick kick out to almost midfield. Fetch trying to handle it. Christensen pokes it away to McMullen at the 40. McMullen and Fetch battling. Fetch knocks it out of bounds to the Warriors. Three officials in this game. You got two side judges and a referee, I guess. Throw in Ulloa to 80 to the 10. Trying to cross. Nothing there. Poked back. 80 gets it again. She's going to cross again. Eliza bodied off the ball there, trying to make the play. She and the defender met at the same place trying to get to the ball. 80 trying to control. We're going to get a high kick from 80, I think. Foot got a little higher. Are they going to yellow card her? No. Just just a high kick. Nobody was really near it. Oh, yeah, no yellow card. Okay. Couldn't tell if he was holding something up in his hand or not. So YC gets the ball back. Warriors put a little pressure on that time offensively. They're good to see. Maya tips at Braithwaite, pokes it ahead to Fetch. Fetch at about the midfield, trying to turn. She's pretty quick with the ball. Now tries to go up the right side. No chance there. Poked away. Sims over to Christensen. Fetch with it again at the 40. Fetch trying to shoot up that right corner. Finds a teammate there. Is going to get a shot on goal. Kylie's got it. Who was that? See if I can give you a number on that shot once she turns her back to me. Is it 5 or 9? Maybe 8. I don't know. Warriors with the ball. Eliza up the right side. Puts the brakes on. Defender goes skittering past her. Eliza working through traffic. Making some great moves. You can hear the fans in the background. Maya trying to get past the defender. Can't do it. Right with it now for YC. Eliza battling. Right, quick, up the sideline. And Eliza pokes it away out of bounds. Good play there by Eliza Nisley. Showing those incredible skills. Quick throw in. Northrop chases it down inside the 10 to the 5 and pokes it out of bounds along the sideline. It'll be another throw in for YC. We've got just under 30 minutes left to go in the first half into the game for the Warriors. We're going to get 80 a break. See if I can see who's coming in. Might be Alba. Alba had 4 goals over at Taft last week. Week ago today, I guess. Don't get that very often. All right, throwing the ball in. Warner gets it in. It gets loose. Warriors control. Sims battling. Wright working on her. And it's poked away by Arroyo. Back to a battle here between number 5. Let's check that name. That is Tuning, Maddie Tuning, number 5. She's battling with Ulloa over there. Ball gets poked out of bounds to YC. Throw in by Braithwaite on the sideline. Battle there. Ball poked away back towards the Warriors' end of the field. But Tuning controls and blocked away by Alba up to the 40, or YC sends it back up the sideline and out of bounds off of the Warriors. So it'll be YC ball somewhere near the 30-yard line of Amity. Throw in by Braithwaite on the far sideline, taken out of the air by the Warriors. Fetch ends up with it. Fetch to Tuning, Tuning towards the middle. Between the hash marks over to right, blocked away by Eliza. Controlled by YC, now knocked away by Harris. Eliza in a foot race, can't get to it, and it goes out of bounds. Quick throw in from number 11, that's Addison Tuning. And Northrop just pokes it out of bounds. 0-0 game. 12 and a half minutes gone here in the first half. Warner to throw it in, about the 13 or 14 yard line. Gets that throw in, knocked away by Alba, controlled. And the Warriors send it back up the side, saved by YC. And then should be Warriors ball there. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Eliza. I thought Eliza knocked that away from Warner cleanly. So it's actually going to be a free kick. They're going to say that little penalty on the tackle there. Try to center it. Poked away by Christensen. McMullen controls to Harzma. Harzma loses it to YC midfielder or defensive back there. Number 14. That's Valonia or Valoria. It's Valorio. Valorio. And knocked out of bounds by YC along this left sideline in front of me. Warriors ball. Well, as cold as my hands are, I'm much happier to be up here than to be on a sideline in this. Northrop, long throw in, headed by Eliza, trying to find Maya. Ball poked away. Alva trying to control. They get it to Tuning. Tuning, trying to feed right up the left side and can't do it. Warriors ball. They're trying to run that little kind of high post action out of at about the 20-yard line, trying to feed Tuning, and then Tuning looking for the cutter on the sideline to get an angle. Northrop throw in, headed by Eliza. And then Eliza with a high kick goes straight up in the air and out of bounds. Trying to clear that one, but didn't have a good angle on it. Quick throw in. Fetch trying to hustle it down. She's pretty fast, but Northrop beats her to it and lets it go out of bounds. Should be Warriors ball. Good job by Emma using her body. Great positioning. Have to get that girl playing some basketball. She just understands body positioning so well and leverage. Kylie Wilson sets it down by the goalie box there, or by the six, I guess, not the goalie box, on the six. Warriors with it. McMullen battling on the sideline, poked away by Braithwaite out of bounds. Warriors ball about the 25-yard line. I don't know if you can hear that rain or not on this metal roof above me. It is really coming down. Warriors with the throw in. McMullen can't control it out of bounds to YC. Braithwaite hustles and gets that one. Throws into Fetch. Tries to go to Tuning. Harzma picks it off. McMullen trying to center. Braithwaite playing defensive back. Pokes it away. Controlled by Alba. Alba over to Eliza. Eliza in a foot race. And we're going to get a penalty there on YC. I think, no, on Eliza. Wow. That looked like it should have been on YC. Instead, they call it on Eliza. So it'll be a free kick from the 35 of YC. Eliza's got it, though. Controls to Maya in the middle of the field. Trying to go back to Eliza. Eliza, a little hop step over the defender, but then can't control the pass. Northrop prevents a deep pass from getting any deeper. Ball out by the 40-yard line right now. YC trying to control it. Good ball movement by YC. They find Fetch at the 35 to the 25, looking for right up that left side. Gets to it at the goal line, deflects off of Sims and out of bounds. Good job by Carey to get there and deflect that pass, that shot attempt. Not sure which one it was going to be, probably a crossing pass. Fetch will inbound, actually corner kick here from this left corner. First time I've ever seen somebody move the flag. She doesn't like where it is. Sets the ball down. Changes her mind. Wants it along the end line. And the official says, you can't move the flag. And he puts it back where she moved it from. The flag marks the exact meeting of the sideline and the end line. She didn't like it there. She wanted it out of her way. Now she crosses way over. And that one's going to roll out of bounds along the end line, and that'll be Warrior ball. Fetch put a lot into that. Warrior's ball wants to retrieve one here. Rain coming down steady and at an angle, about a 30-degree angle out there in this wind. Zero-zero game with 22 minutes to go. Sims along the side, taken away from her by Fetch, and that should have been out of bounds. It was. She couldn't control it. Warriors ball. Northrop will throw it in about the 15-yard line. Throws it up, trying to get it to 80, or Eliza. Eliza heads it on. Sims gets it back, and it goes out of bounds to YC. Sims couldn't control that. Tough weather to play in for both teams here. Neither team has played anything close to this temperature-wise. We did have a rainy game a couple weeks ago, but the temperature was in the 50s and wasn't too bad. Big YC ball after it's knocked out of bounds by the Warriors on the inbound. Number 11, Tuning, Addison Tuning, throws it in. Northrop pokes it away to Harzma. Harzma up across the 30, still going. Hop, skip, and a jump there past the defender, and then it's poked away by Braithwaite. Braithwaite, Eliza comes in and just steals the ball. I know we don't keep track of that in soccer like we do in basketball. What a move as she took it away from Warner. Alba gets it over to McMullen. McMullen battling. Braithwaite takes it away. Ball on the sideline. McMullen pokes it out of bounds in front of the Warrior bench. YC ball, far sideline from me. How long is it going to let AD rest there? Could really use her explosiveness back in the game, her passing ability. YC on the far side, trying to throw it in, lost the ball over her head. I'm sure that ball is cold. The hands are cold. It's wet. We're on the sideline, McMullen clears it back up towards the 35. YC controls at inside the 30. It's Fetch working on Harzma. Quick feet. Leaves it back to Warner. Eliza causes her to lose it. Tuning and Warner play a little give and go, but it's knocked away by Alba. Alba bodied off of the ball. Eliza sends it up the right side, back close to midfield. Harris comes over, pokes it away to Eliza. Eliza sends it up across midfield again to about the 40. Deflects off of Harris, who was hustling up the sideline. Back in the hands of Warner, or the feet of Warner. Harzma pokes it away. Eliza headed to her right, lost it out of bounds. Couldn't control it. My guess is it's hard to control the ball on some of these touch passes and things as wet as it is out there. Those balls get pretty slick. Fetch at about 35. Tries to hit a little crosser. It deflects towards Kylie, and she scoops it up at about the 5-yard line. Kylie with a quick topspin kick. Maya controls, knocked away from her by Warner. Alba battling, can't control. It ends up in the control of number 10, Pellegrino. Pushes it way on up ahead. Warriors control, and it goes. I think Arroyo let it go out of bounds along the sideline, but they're going to say it's a corner kick. That was not well played by Arroyo there. She thought that ball was going to make it all the way to the end line, so she was just kind of shielding it. The offensive player came up and poked the ball off of Arroyo and out of bounds. So they're going to get a corner kick here. Dangerous decision there. And they're trying to move the flag again. Like, you can't take the flag out. It looks like they let her move that this time. Kylie had it, lost. Oh my goodness. Ah, that one put some nerves in me. That corner kick came right to Kylie, and Kylie couldn't catch it. It deflected off of her hands, but got the side of the net and then out of bounds. Maybe she didn't touch it at all. So it's Warrior ball. She didn't actually touch it. But from here, it looked like a pretty dangerous situation where the ball could have ended up in the net, but I guess it was up along the sideline a little too much, or the side of the net. Warriors trying to control. Arroyo pokes it ahead. McMullen clears it out to Harzma. Harzma in a foot race to the 40. Now across the 50. Maya across the opposing 40. Now slows down at the 30. Little give and go. Tried to. Couldn't execute it. Poked away. McMullen sends it skyward up to inside the 30. Knocked away by the defender there. And out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball. It is. Inside the 40 of YC. I had a little bit of an attack going there, just couldn't quite finish it. I think the dribbling is a lot tougher in these conditions. What looks like is going to be a well-executed offensive play. Girls are just struggling to control the ball with multiple dribbles. two or three dribbles has kind of been about the most we've seen out of anybody before they lose control of it. There's a tip on Harzma. One touch at the 20, trying to feed Eliza, can't. Harris battling. It's knocked away from her towards the sideline, controlled there by YC. Now Eliza picks it off. Eliza knocked away from her and out of bounds. Warrior ball. Eliza will grab that one and inbound here down by the 10-yard line. Eliza with a throw in. Harzma can't handle it. It's loose. Harris trying to go for it. Now Harzma tips it again at the 10, controlled by Warner. Warner towards the sideline. Right. Lost it out of bounds. Warrior ball at about the 25. Good hustle by Eliza to battle right there. Right's quick. Eliza a little quicker. Northrop to inbound. I want to say a big happy birthday to Emma. Hopefully she can celebrate her birthday with a win here and a district title. 0-0 game, 15 minutes to go in the first half. Warriors trying to go towards the corner. McMullen can't quite get there. It's poked out of bounds by one of the defensive backs there. I think one of the Braithwaites did that. Going to be Warrior ball at about the 20 or so. Ulloa is going to throw it in, I think. Grace. Goes it to McMullen. Battling on that left side. Trying to turn. Deflects off the defender and cleared out towards the 30. Touched there by Ulloa. Oh, she left it for Christensen. Now Ulloa chases it down and pokes it out of bounds at midfield. A miscommunication there between Grace and Caden. No score here. Neither team really had very many attempts even. I think Kylie officially has two saves and Conway has one. Just neither team really able to get their offense going. I just think it's a weather condition issue out there more than anything. Ball deflects out of bounds to the Warriors along the far sideline. I have a throw in from Northrop, birthday girl, headed out of bounds at about the 45 by YC. He'll throw in again. I'm getting some instructions from Coach Dyer. Northrop, long throw in up to inside the 20. Maya battling. Braithwaite had it, deflects off another YC defender, and now they control the right at about the Warrior 40, or the YC 40. Sends it way on up ahead. Northrop deflects. Ulloa back across midfield with it. McMullen interferes with what YC's trying to do. Gets it to Ulloa. McMullen, nice little touch pass, but nobody there. And then Kylie's going to come out and pick up the loose change there as it rolls towards her inside the 10-yard line. Keeper box comes right out to about the 10-yard line. Right, middle of the field with it between the hash marks, crosses over, gets a shot. Kylie watches it go wide to the right. Do they not have an extra ball down there? Kylie's having to chase this ball all the way to the trees beyond the track. I don't know why there's not an extra ball at that end. Or at least somebody to fetch the ball instead of the goalkeeper having to go and get it. Kylie is going to let Northrop take the free kick here from the six. So Kylie can get a break after that little run. Northrop sends it out across the 20 and out of bounds at the 25. It'll be YC ball far sideline. Just torrents of rain coming down at an angle out there. The wind has let up maybe a little bit. Might be 5 or 6 miles an hour now, but just pouring rain still. Ulloa deflects it off of one of the YC defenders and out of bounds. Warriors ball. Northrop will throw in. Under 11 minutes to go here in the first half. 0-0 game. Long throw in. 80 back in the game. Tips it on ahead. Eliza turns. Got a little attack going now. She's got Harris up the right side. Harris is behind her. Tries to cut behind. Oh, Warriors had a golden opportunity there. Couldn't capitalize. They're going to have another chance here, though. Maya feeds Eliza and hoops it by for the goal. Warriors up 1-0. Harsma 2, Eliza Ninesley for the goal. The Warriors take the lead on the first goal of the game at the 10:26 mark in the first half. Great job by the Warriors. They had one attack, an errant pass ruined that, but Harris stayed with it, got it back over to Harsma. Harsma got on the attack right away at about the 20-yard line, and then she found Eliza, and Eliza going one-on-one with Conway. No chance for Conway. Warriors up 1-0. Huge goal. Midfield controlled by YC. Here's Wright coming up that left side. Trying to cross it up. It's going to roll into Kylie at about the goal line there. Kylie, the top spin out. Harsma trying to control, knocked away. This is Warner. Warner at the 30. Aggressive, no good there. And Northrop sends it sailing out of bounds along the right sideline, or the left sideline of YC, I guess. YC ball. Going to get Tuning, Addison Tuning to throw it in. We got a whistle on the field. I don't know what the call is here. They're going to have an official timeout. Oh, the clock didn't start after the goal. They're going to take a minute off. 9:26 on the clock instead of 10:26. They forgot to start it after the play resumed. Waiting for the clock to reset here to 9:26. This is one of those nights, first night I can think of this year where I've been able to see my breath pretty easily. Here we go. 9:26, Tuning, going to throw it in on this sideline closest to me. Gets it to Fetch. Fetch loses it. Harris gets it to Eliza. Eliza up the right side in a little foot race. Cut off there. Good defense. And she kicks it off of the defender number 14. Valoria and out of bounds. Smart move there by Eliza. Eliza with a quick throw into 80. Pops it back to Eliza, but it's out of bounds. Just couldn't quite control that one. It was a little hot. YC with a throw in. Fetch up the left side. Knees it on ahead. Touches it for herself. Now at the 15. Poked out of bounds by Northrop. Fetch didn't like that. Gave Northrop a sub. And she's going to get talked to right here by the official. And Fetch puts up both of her hands like, hey, no big deal, no big deal. Nothing personal. She did not like Emma coming in and destroying that. There's a poke down inside the goal line here. It's deflected off of Wright and out of bounds. Should be Warriors ball. Wright trying to say it was deflected by a Warrior, but it clearly went off of Wright. Good officiating crew so far tonight. Been impressed. Warriors have a little break here in the action while YC subs a player. Sims deflected by Fetch out of bounds up by the 10-12 yard line, somewhere up there. Northrop will jog after it. Under 8 minutes to go, first half, 1-0 Amity Warriors on an Eliza Nisley goal assisted by Maya Harsma. Great two-man game they put on Conway down there. Northrop going to throw in at about the 15, getting her running start. She does. It's headed out of there. Knocked away by 80, controlled by McMullen. McMullen trying to go up the middle of the field there. Braithwaite pokes it away. McMullen gets it again. Oh, knocked away from her. There's a pass ahead trying to get it to Fetch. and Northrop pokes it out of bounds before Fetch can gain control of it. Ball goes out of bounds at about the 5-yard line on this left sideline. They're stopping the clock here to chase the ball. It started again on the inbound. Sims lets it go out of bounds. I think it went off of Northrop, though. Nope. Let's say it went off of YC, I guess. I thought it went off Northrop. Into the game for the Warriors. Alba coming in, getting Harris out. Harris instrumental on that first goal as she controlled a pass that was behind her, centered it back to Maya, and Maya was able to make a move, create an angle to get the pass to Eliza. Ball poked away from Ulloa out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball about the 20. Ulloa with a quick throw in. Gets it to McMullen. McMullen trying to feed middle. Alba coming across, battling, pokes it ahead. Harzma with it at midfield. Harzma gets past the defender. Now across the 40. Good acceleration. Oh, it's a push in the back. No call. Harzma tries to center it. It's knocked away by the defender. Oh, should have had a push in the back there. Number 11, Addison Tuning, gave the elbow to the back of Maya. 80 battling up the left side by the numbers. McMullen turns, shoots it past the defender. Hey, Eliza coming in. Battling, they're going to call Eliza for the tackle there or the push or whatever as she ran down one of the Braithwaites trying to get to the ball. Very physical play by Eliza Nisley. Man, she had goal all over her mind there. Great try by McMullen to just put that ball kind of right up the middle of the field from about the 30-yard line, just poked it up high, let it drop in there, and Braithwaite and Eliza in a race. Braithwaite just had a little bit of better position there. 5 minutes to go, first half, 1-0 Amity. Braithwaite knocked away by McMullen and out of bounds. Back to YC. YC throwing in along the side. McMullen picks off the pass, sends it ahead. Now ball popped up at about the 30-yard line. Eliza back to Christensen. She shoots one up the middle, comes back to the Warriors. And Eliza at the 15 to the right, puts the brakes on. Alba trying to take a shot on goal, no good. Now it's going to be Harzma. Harzma didn't get a good swing on it. She had it and just looks like it slipped off the side of her foot. She had Conway dead to rights. Conway's kick out towards midfield. Sims deflects it off of a YC player. Should be, oh, they're going to give it to YC. That went off the YC midfielder, I think, there. Oh, Harzma had a point blank, and that wet ball, I think, just could not keep it on her foot. Might have rushed that one just a little bit. I don't think the defense was going to get back to her that quick. Warriors on defense here. Collision between Warner and Northrop. It's going to go off of Warner and out of bounds. You don't want to have a collision with Emma. 3.5 minutes to go. Sorry about the sniffles, people, but the nose is starting to run here in this cold fall night. Breezy, rainy, cold night. Warner to right along the left side. Centers it over to Allen. Back to right. Northrop tries to clear. Gets Allen again, knocked away by 80. 80 to McMullen. Allen gets control of it. McMullen knocks it away again out towards midfield. Warriors control. Alba with a tip on to the 40. Defender there. Eliza comes across, knocks it away. And we're going to get a foul on number 11, Tooney. What a great hustle play by Eliza Nisley to get over. She got over there and put Tooney in a bad spot. Tuning thought she was going to have that ball all to herself. Eliza came flying into the picture, took a great angle, and Tuning bodied her and used the arm, I think, to push a little bit, and they call her for the foul. So Sims will kick it from the 40 with 2.5 minutes to go. Sims, nice kick, long, it's ahead inside the 15, tipped down there, ball's loose, nobody has control over it, poked away. Alba had it, knocked away by Braithwaite. Alba pokes it from her to right. Right clears it back towards midfield. Nice job by Ulloa. Sends it back up across the 30. Braithwaite trying to control. She's got some speed across midfield with it. Christensen, didn't commit. Braithwaite still going inside the 30, knocked away by Sims. Christensen, Fetch gets it. Off the touch by Christensen, Fetch sends it back with a minute 45. Braithwaite to Fetch at the 30. Fetch turning, surveying the field. Marked there by 80. 80, a great defender in the midfield. Over to Tuning, and then 80 clears it. And it's a foot race. Eliza across the 40 to the 30, the 20. She's going to have a shot. And it's deflected out of bounds. Her last dribble slid off to the right. And that's this wet ball, folks. That was a fast break. What a kick by 80, sending it up the field for Eliza. Eliza had the speed, got there. But that third dribble just went off the side of the foot. And again, the wet ball, hard to dribble on, especially on the full run like that. And then that gave the defender a chance to recover. Okay, Eliza with a corner kick here from the right corner. Wind coming right to left. She centers it a little bit too far. Deflected. Maya has it now. 80 pokes it away, and it's cleared by the defense with 40 seconds. Northrup back across midfield. 80 comes flying into the picture, takes it away, and that's got to be a foul. No call. Oh, my goodness. What a terrible no call. Just completely obliterated 80. I don't know who that was. Defensively, though, Arroyo pokes it away. Warriors need to be careful here inside the last 15 seconds. Tuning, trying to center. 80 tips it. Yo-Yo kick it out of bounds. Smart play with 5 seconds, and that'll take us to halftime. Very smart play. Who was that over there? I think that was number 10, Pellerino. Just took out 80 from behind and got no call on it. Terrible no call. Wow. All right, folks, we are at halftime. It is 1-0 in favor of your Amity Warriors. We are going to take a break for a couple of minutes here. And play a couple of commercials and throw some music your way. 1-0 Amity at halftime. We'll be back. It's going to be a 10-minute halftime, so we'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes, kind of get you set up for things. You're listening to Amity Warrior Soccer. All right, Warrior fans, welcome back. Getting ready to start the second half here in about a minute. Both teams back out on the field. Warriors with a 1-0 lead after one half of play. And I checked my weather app again. They've got that real feel down to about 36 degrees now as the wind has picked up. It's gusted as high as 17 miles an hour here. The flag is kind of oscillating between about one-third straight out and straight out. So as the wind gusts and the rain comes down in sideways out here at times. It's not raining as hard right now, which is good. Hopefully the girls are all warmed back up. They spent both teams maximized their time at halftime there under the tents. All right, 1-0 Amity as we get ready to start the second half. Appreciate you joining us. Hopefully you're enjoying this game as much as I'm enjoying doing it. If you'd asked me a year ago, I would have told you broadcasting soccer, probably not something on my list of things to do, but really enjoying, especially how hard this team plays. Warriors with the ball. Eliza trying to feed Alba into the game. There's a battle on that sideline, and it goes out of bounds to the Warriors. Whoa. Yeah, YC trying to do a quick throw-in over there. They didn't wait for the flag. They just assumed they were going to get it. Northrop hustles over. She'll take the throw-in. Sims hands her the ball at about the 40 of YC. Remember, the goals are 8 yards deep in the end zone. Northrop's throw going to go all the way to the corner and out of bounds along the end line. It'll be YC ball. So it's really interesting. They, at this end of the field, maybe at neither end of the field, I don't see an extra ball there. They're just playing with one ball tonight. So that's been a lot of chasing. I know during all the regular season games, we've had an extra ball at each goal. Not tonight. Braithwaite, one of the Braithwaites, sends it out along the sideline and out of bounds. They're going to say it's YC ball. Everybody was a little confused there. So YC chases it down. And Braithwaite will throw it in along the sideline. Gets it in. McMullen battling on that side. Battling with YC forward there. They get a long one ahead. And great job by Emma Northrup to get back there and break up what's going on. Oh, that's Ulloa. Ball squirts through and Kylie handles it. Great defensive effort there by Ulloa and Northrup and Arroyo. All three of them converging on that offensive player. Ball sent up the other way and out of bounds along the sideline to the Warriors. Amity hustling after the ball. Early in the second half, 1-0 Amity. Eliza Nisley with the goal at the 10:26 mark in the first half. Assist by Maya Harzma and a great play by Ayla Harris to kind of get that play started. They had kind of a fast break going and a pass was behind Ayla. She stayed with it and was able to recenter it to Maya, who then made the move, got past the defender, drew the other defender, was able to send a little pass over to Eliza, who got one-on-one with the goalie there. It was just a fabulous soccer play by the girls as a group there. Ball poked out of bounds again. Warriors will have it. Northrup throwing in at about the 10-yard line of YC. Danger zone here. Long throw in. Eliza goes up to head it. Can't get it. Ball poked away from 80. She tried to head it a second time, and YC clears it. Christensen can't handle it. Arroyo does. Ball touched on ahead to Eliza. Flicks it to Maya. Back to Eliza. Eliza, a little side action over there to McMullen. McMullen tried to center it. Fetch picks it off, but Ulloa gets back and intercepts Fetch's pass. Fetch with it again now out by the just shy of midfield. Alba battling with Fetch. Knocks it away from her. Alba at the 30. Up the right sideline. Lots of defenders back. They poke it away. Maya with it. Back over to Maya's got it again and takes a shot knocked down by Conway. Good save there. Maya fired that one. She and Alba had a little two-man game going over there on that right side by the numbers. Warriors trying to control. Sims does. There's a touch on from Alba inside the 10, chased down by one of the Braithwaites. They play catch, both Braithwaites back there defensively. Up the left side with it. Sims cuts her off and poked away by Christensen and out of bounds before they get to midfield. 4.5 minutes gone here in the second half. 1-0 Amity in this district championship game. I mentioned before, these two teams have played each other twice this year. Once in a non-league game, it was a 2-2 tie. And once in league action, it was 2-0 YC. So this has been the kryptonite for Amity's offense, has been playing against these Tigers this year. Warriors send it on up ahead. A ball gets loose. It's a foot race. McMullen trying to get there. The defender's going to poke it along the sideline and out of bounds. Good hustle by Alyssa and a great pass on ahead. I don't know who that was that sent that up the field. It was a good job. Might have been Ulloa over there. Sent that up. Got that ball passed, kind of a pass on out ahead of the defense. Warriors inbound. Eliza controls, turns, trying to get a shot down to the sideline. Centers it. Oh, just a little too high. Alba couldn't get it up. It was too low for her head and too high for her foot. Otherwise, she would have had a shot right on that right side of the goal. Eliza, or 80 with it. 80 inside the 10, centers it, and it's poked away along the end line. It's going to be a corner kick from the Warriors from the right corner. And Conway gives Braithwaite a hug because She just made her life a lot easier by deflecting that ball there. Oh, what an opportunity. Eliza with a great pass. But it was just in that in-between, too high for the kick and too low for the header. Kind of came in just above the hip. Otherwise, Alba would have had a goal there, I think, on that weak side. Corner kick coming from Eliza. All deflected by YC. A little battle inside the five. Maya pokes it away, but then it's kicked out. Ulloa, tries to get it to McMullen. McMullen centers. Nobody there. Ball's loose. YC clears it back up along the right side to about the 10. Now centers it. Right. Trying to turn. Christensen marks her. There's the pass on up ahead. Ulloa kicks it off of number five, Maddie Tooney, and out of bounds, Warrior ball. 1-0 Amity, 33-minute mark here in the second half. Birthday girl Emma Northrup with the throw in. Nice tip on by Harzma. Ball's loose inside the 20. Little battle. Eliza can't get to it. Tooney has it. Ulloa sends it back up the left side. Grace Ulloa. Controlled by the Tigers. McMullen trying to create some problems. Can't do anything about that, though. The ball sends up the sideline and across midfield and out of bounds to the Warriors. Arroyo chased it down. Northrup set to throw in at about the 40 of Amity. Throws it on ahead. There's a touch. McMullen can't get to it before it's poked out of bounds, but Tooney sends it back out of bounds. That'll be Warriors ball. Allison Tooney, is that right? Or Addison? Which one is Addison Tooney? Sends it out of bounds. Throw in from 80. Kicked back out of bounds by Warner. So we'll try it again. This time at about the 20-yard line. Rain has finally let up here. Still windy and cold. Eliza couldn't handle that one. Sends it back out, but Arroyo sends a high one that Maya has inside the 25. Working on right. Right's quick. Maya back out to Sims. Sims chips it on ahead. Ball's loose. McMullen tips it. Back out to 80 with the left foot way too high. Off the goalpost. 80 with that, taking that shot from about 25-yard line, so almost a 30-yard attempt there, and that one just stayed up about 5 or 6 feet above the net on the left side. But you like the pressure. Good job by the Warriors to keep the offensive pressure on, force that defense to have to handle shot after shot, pass after pass. Sooner or later, you'll find a mistake you can capitalize on. You don't take the shot. You never put any pressure on the goalkeeper. Eliza controls the 15. Maya takes a shot. That one deflects, I think. Yeah, it's going to be a Warrior ball. They're going to call a timeout here. Official timeout on the field. Stop the clock. 30:29 on the clock. They stopped it because that ball is so far out of bounds. But they just have the one game ball. It's interesting. Must be some rule about that for playoff games. Good thing soccer balls don't absorb water because, my goodness, it's wet out there. YC sets up to kick it in. Valorio chip shot out to about the 30, deflected by Tooney, and an attempt to save it by her sister. Addison Tooney goes out of bounds at about the 30, 25. Ulloa throws in McMullen. McMullen tips it over to 80, loses that one. Sent up the field across midfield to Fetch. Fetch back to Tooney at midfield. Tooney works back towards her left. Christensen will pick off this pass at the 30 and send it back up across midfield towards Eliza. Loose. Maya has it at the 40. Passes that up. Alba trying to chase it. Can't. Nope. She did get to it just before it went out of bounds. Then we have a battle over there. Alba with it. Alba trying to center it. Deflected. McMullen can't bring down the high kick from YC, so she pushes it on ahead to Christensen. Back over to McMullen inside the 10, up the left side. He's across that, tries to. It's deflected out of bounds. It's going to be a Warrior corner kick from the left side. Eliza will have a shot at one here. Warriors love those corner kicks. They've had multiple goals this year. Now they've got a second ball. All right, I don't know what was going on. I don't see one at the other end. It's good to have a second ball down there. All right. Eliza sets it up along the end line. She comes from the end of the field, crosses it, headed up in the air and out of bounds by Alba. Just a little long on those crossers, but really close. Good job by Eliza. 28:45 left to go in the second half. 1-0 Amity. This half has been all Amity's offense, putting pressure on that YC defense. Tip shot out to about the 30, deflected by Tuning and out of bounds. That was Valorio with the kick. Warriors have the ball again. Time to put some more pressure on. McMullen inbounds. Eliza controls. Tips it on to 80. Back to Eliza. Eliza in traffic. Works back out to the 15. Centers it. Sims with it. Sends it back to Eliza. Good pass. Eliza can't do anything with it. Arroyo now back out by the 40. Oh, not a good pass there. That one picked off by Wright at the 35 across the 40. Approaching midfield, Sims pushes her to the sideline. Good job by Carey, and then pokes it away. Emma sends it down the sideline. It's a foot race. Look at Alba out there outrunning. Everybody can't quite get to it. Braithwaite finally got there before. But good hustle by Jessica up that right sideline. Ball out back by the midfield. Christensen sends it back inside the 30 to the 25. Braithwaite with it. Good job by Eliza. The body up Braithwaite there. There's a nice move by Wright on the sideline, trying to send it up the field. It's knocked away and deflected by 80. 80 with it at the 35, trying to feed the middle. Ooh, Eliza was cutting, but Braithwaite make a nice defensive play and read that. Braithwaite to the 30, sends it up the side to Tuning. Tuning marked by Uyua. Uyua deflected on. Northrup back across midfield. Braithwaite will send it back towards the Warriors' end of the field. Christensen with a high kick back across midfield. McMullen leaves. Oh, left it for 80, and it's kicked out of bounds by Addison Tuning. McMullen kind of faked like she was going to pass it and just let it roll on to 80 there. Tuning made a nice play to poke it away. Northrup with a long throw in. McMullen checks it over to midfield. Long kick there. It's a foot race between Fetch and Northrup. Northrup pokes it towards the sideline. And it's deflected. Sims, nice job. Sims hustles over there and sends it off a right and out of bounds. Great hustle by Sims. That ball was going to head out of bounds and be YC ball at about the 20-yard line. Fetch stretching those hamstrings, might cramping up a little bit over there. Ball knocked out of bounds by YC, close to midfield. Northrup jogging up. She'll take it. Nobody throws the ball in like Emma. Long and accurate. She throws that ball regularly, 25 yards in the air with that two-hand overhead. It's farther than a lot of guys can throw a football in high school. High kick inside the 40. Ball's loose. 80 taps it onto Eliza. Can't control it. Braithwaite has it. Eliza trying to get there. Knocked away by Braithwaite the last second. They sent it toward the sideline. McMullen back to 80. 80 to McMullen up the left side. Can't get there. Knocked away by Tuning out towards midfield. Fetch gets it at the 45. Fetch turns. Surveys the field. Sends it way up the right side. Arroyo trying to control. Body check there. Knocked away. Ball's loose at about the 40, sent over to the other side. Alba turns, gets past the defender at midfield, sends it up the side. 80, or Eliza in a foot race across the 20, the 10. She's going to have a shot. Nope, sends it over to McMullen. Can't handle the pass at the 10. McMullen chases it back down. Oh, and then lost it. It's that wet ball, folks, I'm telling you. It's just hard to control those passes and those dribbles. It's a nice pass by Christensen up the side, but a little bit too far. What a pass by Eliza trying to find McMullen. Instead of taking the shot, she drew four defenders to her. She knew she had Alyssa over to her left at about the five-yard line, tried to send it to her, and just hard to control that. It was a pretty firm pass, had some good velocity on it, but with a dry ball, my guess is that should be a handball. That went off of 17's wrist. Warriors are going to get the ball out of bounds, but that went off of her forearm. Should be a free kick. Instead, it'll be a throw-in for McMullen. I think that ball's dry. McMullen would have handled that pass or had a great chance of handling it. Her throw-in knocked out of bounds by Tuning. McMullen will try it again at about the goal line, 8 yards up from the end line. The throw-in to 80. 80, little dribble move to her right, takes a shot, and it is wide. Oh, they're going to say the goalkeeper touched it inbounds and slid out of bounds with it. Warriors are going to get a corner kick out of this. The keeper, Conway, went to make the save, came down with it, and then slid out of bounds. And the Warriors get a corner kick out of this. Eliza quickly plants it here in this left corner, kicking with a headwind, sends it. Alba can't get the header. It goes out of bounds on the far side. Eliza's just got a little too much leg into those corner kicks right now. 23-minute mark in the second half. 1-0 Amity. YC really hasn't threatened at all. Made Kylie work at all as a goalkeeper in this half. Warriors have really kept the pressure on for almost 20 minutes here in this second half. And they're keeping the pressure on again here as Eliza battles up front, saves it to McMullen. McMullen at about the 15, back to Eliza, deflects, 80 chases it down, crosses over, tries to go back to Eliza, does, back out, oh, tried to feed Maya out front, Maya can't handle it, and Wright clears it. Warriors were close again there, and we're going to get a foul on Tuning as she runs down Arroyo. Tuning just obliterated her as they're both going for the ball. I don't think it was intentional. I don't think Tuning even knew she was coming. Arroyo gets up. It's a good soccer flop. I don't think Arroyo would flop. That was a pretty solid hit by Tuning. Tuning's not small. About 5'8", 5'9", strong girl. The official explaining to her that she was just a little out of control. But I don't really think it was even that. I think it was just an incidental collision. Tuning was kind of turning and trying to accelerate, and Arroyo was coming. Arroyo with a kick down to McMullen. McMullen chests it back over to 80. Little give and go with McMullen. McMullen trying to center it. It's Maya. Maya trying to get the dribble. Gets a shot. Oh, it's deflected out of bounds. It'll be a Warriors corner kick. Maya in traffic. That was a tough one. Oh, they're going to say it didn't deflect. I thought he pointed out of bounds to the Warriors. So no deflection. It's going to be a goalie kick here. She's going to let Braithwaite, or number 14, take it. That's not Braithwaite. That's Valoria. Valoria with the kick here from the 6. Sends it over. Gets it back at about the 10. Eliza pushes up. Eliza knocks it away from her. Valoria gets it back. And now it's 80. Oh, Valoria slips past her. Sends it up towards the 35, knocked away. Fetch tried to get it, battling with McMullen, and out of bounds off of Fetch. Fetch, not happy, raises both hands in the air. She thought there was a touch there by McMullen. There's a throw-in headed by YC. 80 to McMullen. Sends it Braithwaite across the 30, the 40, and they're going to get a trip on Maya. At about the 43-yard line. Fetch will take the kick. Braithwaite asking for a help on her socks from her teammate there. 20-minute mark coming up here in the second half. 1-0 Amity. Long kick by YC down to the 20. Controlled there. Knocked away now by Northrop. She bodies up the YC offensive player. Arroyo controls and sends it out of bounds along the left side. Good job by Arroyo. Braithwaite will throw it in over there on the far side. gets it into tuning, turns, works back towards the hash mark on the left side, now back to her left. Knocked away, Warriors with a steal there. Oh, trying to get a long kick ahead, it's deflected. YC, fetch, working towards the right side. And good job by Ulloa to force her sideways. There's a crosser. It's going to have a chance. Nobody can get a foot on it. But now they got another shot deflected. Great defense by the Warriors and cleared by the Warriors all the way across midfield. Eliza in a foot race trying to get there before the goalie can get it. Can't get to it. Eliza just ran about 70 yards. And Conway beat her to it by about three. But a terrible kick by Conway. McMullen has it at the 30. Defense is still trying to get back. Harzma at the 25. Over to Alba. Alba works down toward the goal line in the right corner. Now back to Eliza. Eliza chips it back to Maya. Maya lost that one. Gets it back. Trying to feed 80 on the cutter. 80 couldn't quite get there. Knocked away. McMullen takes a shot. Deflected. And Conway comes down with it. Good shot attempt by Alyssa McMullen at the 18 and a half minute mark. Conway, her kick, handled by 80, pushes it back up past the defense and chased down by Addison. Tuning, and she sends it out of bounds. Warriors will inbound. Eliza's going to throw this one in at about the 5 yard line, I think. Tries to get it in the middle. It's poked away back out towards the 35 where Christensen has it. Christensen, oh, picked off by Fetch. Fetch working on Christensen. Christensen with a steal on her. Sends over to McMullen at the 22. Back to 80. 80 at the 30. Centers it to Eliza. It gets past. If Alba can chase it down before it gets out of bounds, she cannot. Good attempt by the Warriors on a diagonal crosser there. Just a little too strong. YC spots the ball up. It's Valorio. Take this kick from the 6. Ends it up to about the 20. Fetch had it. Knocked away. McMullen to Eliza. Eliza works to the middle trying to get a kick. It squibs through and picked up by Conway. Alba was coming in from that right side, but Conway was able to get to it. Ball up to the 40, knocked away by 80. McMullen comes over and takes it from Fetch. Fetch got some attitude out there, I'll tell you. 80 to Eliza. Eliza works left at the 25, trying to find McMullen. McMullen's got to chase it down. Cannot get to it before it gets to the end line. 16:40 and counting here in the second half. 1-0 Amity in a very exciting district championship. I mean, both these teams are going to the state tournament. And honestly, I'm not even sure it's going to affect the seeding. The Warriors, I think, are locked into that fourth seed. I don't think the fifth seed could creep up on them. I think there's too much of a gap there. But a win over YC, maybe they squeak ahead of Sisters into the third seed. That's possible. I don't know how those RPI and Collie rankings will happen to change if the Warriors can get a win here. YC trying to push it up the right side, sends it out of bounds at about the 15. Quick throw in by Eliza. Gets it to Grace. Grace Ulloa. Ulloa, sorry. Every once in a while I get it wrong. YC with the ball across the 35, trying to work left. They get it over to right at the 40. Right tries to center, knocked away by Maya. Over to Sims, and Sims sends it out of bounds at about midfield. Warriors have kept so much offensive pressure on. They haven't had a lot of great looks at the goal here in the second half, but boy, they've played a lot of this game inside the 30-yard line. Warriors with it again at about midfield. McMullen sends it on ahead. It's a foot race. Here goes Eliza. Can't get to it before Conway comes out. Just a little too much on that kick from McMullen. But the right idea, again, you love to get your fastest girls in a foot race up there. 80 comes up and takes away the bouncing kick. Feeds Eliza. Eliza pokes it through. Conway comes out again and takes it before Alba can get to it. Again, Warriors just keeping constant pressure on this YC defense. Conway, short kick. Taken by number 12, that's Warner. Warner up the side off of Fetch and out of bounds. Fetch pretty frustrated. A lot of attitude out there from that young lady tonight. She's been in multiple minor altercations out there, been warned by the official about her use of hands. Long throw in by Emma, deflects off of 80 and out of bounds. Warriors up 1-0, 14-minute mark in the second half. Throw in here from Tuning, Addison Tuning, trying to get it in, throws it across midfield. McMullen tips it on to Christensen. Christensen, nice little crossover, back to McMullen. McMullen trying to send it up the field, Fetch to flex it. Fetch up the right side. Fetch working on Ulloa. Ulloa just takes her out and no call. Oh, my goodness. That might be a little payback. Ulloa checks on Fetch. Good sportsmanship there. They call that clean. They've allowed a couple of pretty physical tackles. That's the first one the Warriors have gotten away with, though. Warner up the side, tipped by McMullen and out of bounds. She was trying to cut off Fetch there. What a play by Ulloa, though. Just obliterated Fetch hip to hip. Both of them running, trying to get to the ball that Fetch was dribbling. Coming up on the 13-minute mark, 1-0 Amity on the Eliza Nisley goal, assisted by Maya Harzma at the 10:26 mark in the first half. There's a touch there, a handball by number 8, Warriors ball. I don't know who that is. Haven't called her name all night. That must not be an 8. I don't know what that number is. Let's see. I don't know who that was. But a handball. Arroyo sends it up towards McMullen. Oh, McMullen can't control it. Took a high bounce and kick to the left. A little bit of side spin on it. Ball out of bounds to YC here across midfield. Warner chases it. Or no, this is Tuning will inbound it. Sub Warner goes out. 80 intercepts that, and it goes off of YC and out of bounds as 80 kind of sent it back up, popped it up. 14, Valorio couldn't handle it. McMullen inbounds at the 35-yard line, gets it into 80. 80 trying to control. Fetch takes it from her, a little reverse direction with her left foot up to midfield, and Arroyo sends it out of bounds right here in front of the grandstands. At about midfield. Maddie Tuning has it. Hands it to her sister. Throws it in. They've got a little sense of urgency here. 80 trying to find Eliza. Deflected by Braithwaite over to Fetch. Fetch harassed by McMullen. Tries to send it up the field. Warriors send it back into the defensive end. Eliza on her horse. Knocks it away from Tuning. She's got it at the 5. Stops, puts the brakes on Tuning with a slide tackle, can't get it. Now Eliza crosses over again, and now Tuning gets back in there and deflects out of bounds. Should be a corner kick for the Warriors. Eliza hands up, asking for a call, and they're going to say one off Eliza. Oh, my goodness. Eliza just beside herself, felt like that was not a legal tackle. She was going 1-on-3, and she was winning that battle until that tackle. Braithwaite will kick this one from the 6. Under 11 minutes now to go in the second half. Braithwaite over to Tuning. Tuning at the 5-yard line. Back to Braithwaite. Knocked away McMullen. Braithwaite clears it. Out to Fetch at the 30. Fetch controls along the sideline. The right side here right in front of me. Now sends it way up the field. Arroyo is there. Puts a knee up in the air off the head of Tuning. And Fetch again sends it. That way, Northrup battling, gets knocked to the ground. Chance for YC here at the 20, trying to turn right, takes a shot. Northrup deflects. Back out to number 10, that's Pellegrino. Pellegrino taken away from her by Harzma and sent way up the sideline, all the way, still rolling. Eliza in a foot race, gets to it, pokes it away. Braithwaite trying to get back. Eliza battling, and it goes out of bounds. To the Warriors! Eliza Nisley just making stuff happen out there. Just incredible combination of athleticism and determination and aggression by Eliza Nisley. What a kick by Maya Harzma. That ball just rolled straight for about 50 yards up the sideline, gave Eliza a chance to get in a foot race with the defensive back, Braithwaite, beat her to the ball, and then was able to battle a couple of defenders there and deflect it out of bounds. We've got a whistle on the field. The official clarifying something here. Eliza with the corner kick. She's got Alba near side, McMullen far side in the box. There's the kick into the middle. Fetch has it. She clears it. Ulloa back to 80 in the middle of the field. Leaves it for Sims. Takes a shot a little wide left. Carrie Sims winding up and taking one from the 25-yard line there. But that wet ball, hard to control the direction of hard kicks, hard passes. We've seen it all night. Ball is just slick. And the teams haven't played in a lot of rain this year. And it is raining again, coming straight down right in front of me, but the wind's blowing out on the field. 80 with it. The 15 pokes it back. Maya to 80. 80 gets blasted as she takes a kick. She gets taken out by the defender, Braithwaite, right up the left side. Sims directs her back towards the middle of the field with the kick. Northrop had it, taken away by Tuning. Tuning, middle of the field, trying to lead the offensive player. She's got number one up there. Tylee Wilson comes out and scoops it up before, who is that? Rorabaugh to get to it. Great play. 80 still shaking up. She got absolutely crushed as she was kicking the ball. But I think there was a deflection on the ball before it hit her, before the defender ran into her. 80 sends it up. It's loose. Conway will come out and scoop it up at about the 3-yard line. 7.5 minutes to go. 1-0 Amity still. High kick from Conway. 80 heads it. Alyssa McMullen up the left side. Controls. Trying to find 80 on the cut. And that one's going to find its way out along the end line for a goalie kick or a free kick here from the 6. Braithwaite spots it quickly. Conway doesn't have much of a leg on her for a goalkeeper. Most of her kicks have barely made it to the 30. Try to get it inbounds. They do. There's the turn and the kick. Ulloa, though, intercepts to 80. 80 at the 25. Crosses. Alba to Eliza. Eliza trying to go back to Alba. Alba in a foot race. She's going to have a chance. No, can't get to it. Just got out of bounds. She was about to turn and hit a crosser. It was about 2 feet too far for her. Braithwaite will kick it from the 6 again. 6:40 to go. Up along the left side. Right battling there. Crosses over on Alba. Sends it up the field, deflected by Christensen over to 80. 80, middle of the field at the 30, the 25. Trying to feed Eliza. She's got her. Eliza with a shot at the goal! 80 to Eliza for the goal. It's 2-0 Warriors. What a play by 80 Nisley. Controlled that ball at the 30. Dribbled it inside the 20. Nice left-footed pass to her sister, who was cutting inside the 10, one dribble and the shot on Conway into the back right corner of the net. 2-0 Amity with 6:20 left. So Eliza's got both goals tonight. One assist by Maya Harzma at the 10:26 mark in the first half, and an assist now from 80 Nisley at 6:20 in the second half. Long pass ahead, controlled by Northrop. Emma, the birthday girl, out to 80. 80 to Eliza, trying to get it to McMullen. Ball deflected out by midfield. Maya battling with right. Right pushing. Maya saves it. Sends it way up towards the right corner. It's staying in bounds. Alba on her horse trying to get there. Does. Gets pushed out of bounds. And then the ball kicked out of bounds along the side at about the goal line. And Eliza will throw it in over there. Well, it's not cold on that field now. I'll tell you what, Warrior fans. 5:40 remaining in this one. 2-0 Amity. The inverse of the last time these two teams played. There's a shot on goal by Maya deflected out of bounds along the end line. It'll be a corner kick for the Warriors. Eliza Nisley gets the ball from the goalie. Well, kind of. She'll have a corner kick here as we come up on the 5-minute mark to go in this one. A little breathing room for these Warrior girls. Eliza with the crosser. This one's better. McMullen trying to tip it in with a right foot. Deflected it too far to the right. YC with it. Warriors deflect, though. 80. Over to McMullen. McMullen with a touch on with the left foot. Didn't get it. Eliza, oh, high. Oh, she had a point blank shot, and the ball went high off the crossbar. She had that from about 7 yards out, maybe 8 yards, and it just went a little high off her foot. Ball out of bounds along the side to the Warriors. Just attack mode for the Warrior girls here all second half. They've had the ball on the YC half of the field probably 90% of the time in this half. 80 crosses over. McMullen with a shot. No good. Deflected and brought down by Conway. Great save by Conway. There's a kick on ahead up by the 40, controlled by McMullen. McMullen trying to say they got a handball there on number 17, Allen. Warriors ball, the free kick at the 30 about. Under 4 minutes to go. Warriors with a commanding 2-0 lead now. It was nip and tuck with that 1-0 lead. Sims will take this free kick at the 30. Warriors are all lined up at the 10. Four across. Sims chips it in. Conway bobbles it and then controls. Kept it in bounds. Conway runs it out to the end of the goalie box at the 10-yard line. Hits a high one to the 35. Ball tipped. McMullen trying to get to it. Fetch knocks it away. Fetch over to Tuning. McMullen picks off that pass. She and Fetch battling. Fetch reverses course to Tuning. Back to Fetch. McMullen pokes it away. McMullen battling with Tuning. Off of Tuning and out of bounds. Oh, we're going to go the other way. Tuning with a quick no. We're going to get this reversed. We're going to get a sub while the ball is out of bounds. YC subbing in. 2:50 and counting to go here in the second half, folks. This one's just about over. Warriors just need maybe one more defensive stand here. Tuning, set to throw it in. Addison Tuning throws it in. Controlled by Allen. Taken away from her by Eliza. 80 with it. Back to Eliza. Eliza at the 20. Waiting for McMullen. Now Eliza crosses back. She could take a shot here. Nope, she's going to feed 80. 80. Oh, lost that one. She had it. She was getting ready to turn on it. Ball out to Fetch. Fetch pushes it on ahead to midfield. YC battling there. Get it over to Allen at the 40. Sends it towards the left sideline where Wright chases it down. Sends it on up ahead across midfield. But now Maya steps in and takes that away, and it deflects off of YC and out of bounds. And that's going to eat up about 10 seconds of clock. Nope, they're going to stop the clock here with 1:50. Well, maybe they're going to stop it. He's telling them to stop it. They let another 6 seconds run off. 1:47 left on the clock. Warriors playing in this about 36-degree wind chill out there is what my app says. Rainy, windy, brutal night. They're not feeling it at all right now, up 2-0. Along the sideline, Alba trying to push it on ahead, poked away. YC, Alba gets back in there, battles. YC tries to clear it. The clock's not running now. That's a nice little YC advantage, but the Warriors have the ball anyway. Maya can't control that one. Knocked away from her by Wright towards the sideline. Wright saves it. No, he does not. She does not. It'll be a Warrior ball on the far side. Minute 30 to go in this one. Warriors take their time here. Northrup talking to her coaches over there. In minute 15, she throws it in. Eliza with it. Trying to feed back to the middle. 80. Goes left, got a shot, takes it. Goal! Lady Nisley with a left foot from the 20-yard line, and the Warriors up 3-0 in a dominating second half of action. And I think Eliza probably gets the assist on that one. She fed, gave her the opportunity. 80 took her time, went left, set it up, and just drilled it home. So about the 20-yard line, maybe the 15, somewhere right in there. Great job by 80 Nisley. She's got an assist and a goal. Eliza, if they give her an assist on that, has an assist and two goals today. Maya with the other assist. Long pass on up ahead. Oyoa chases it down. Under a minute to go. Warrior fans can really start to celebrate now. 3-0. Warriors are going to be district champions here. Oyoa heads the ball back out of bounds. We're going to come in just under the two-hour mark. That's as long as these podcasts let me go live without starting another one. Northrop clears it, the birthday girl. I'd sing happy birthday to her if I had a PA system and she could hear it. Warriors send it up the sideline. Off of Weissey and out of bounds. That's going to do it, folks. 15 seconds. They're going to make them throw it in, it looks like. 10. Warriors, district champions. 3-0 over YC after a tie in the preseason, a 2-0 loss in the regular season, and now a win. It's all over, folks. Eliza Nisley with two goals, 80 Nisley with a goal and an assist. The Warriors with a huge, dominating victory over their league rivals, the YC Tigers. Maya Harsma had an assist. Eliza Nisley with two goals, 80 Nisley with an assist and a goal. What a night for the Warriors. Play just a dominating second half offensively as they kept the pressure on about 90% of the time. So we're going to call that good from here. My hands are numb. I'm going to go enjoy a nice warm drive home. But congratulations to the Amity Warrior girls and Coach Andy Dyer as they win this one 3-0 over the YC Tigers. Thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate your support of Amity Warrior Athletics. And, hey, as always, folks, it is a good night to be a Warrior.